I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're going to continue with our conversation about the Bush administration's $700 billion bailout plan for the nation's financial institutions. There were losses on the markets overnight, indicating growing skepticism about the plan. One of the most skeptical voices is that of Ron Paul, Republican congressman from Texas and until recently a candidate for the Republican nomination in the 2008 presidential race. He is also on the Financial Services Committee. He joins us now by phone. Welcome. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
What's your biggest concern about the administration's proposal?
I think they're doing the wrong thing, and I think it's going to cost too much money. Besides, we don't have any money. We're flat-out broke. So they're trying to prop up prices, which I think is the worst thing they should do. Things have been overly inflated due to our monetary system, and the market's demanding that there's a correction. And they're fighting it. Now they have illiquid assets, they call them, but that means they're not worth anything, and they're dumping them on the taxpayer.
The argument is that the alternatives are all worse. That's what the president says. That's what the Federal Reserve chairman says, is that however painful this is in the short run, it's worse to do nothing. What do you say about that?
Well, I just disagree with it, because although they might get a little reprieve, ultimately what they're doing is destroying the dollar. They're inflating the currency. That is, since we don't have the money, they'll create this money and credit out of thin air, which devalues the currency, and which inevitably leads to inflation, and that's the tax. And that's why the poor and the middle class eventually get wiped out when a country does this to their currency.
What about those who say that they're already going to get wiped out? People are already losing their homes. We have a historically high, at least in the modern age, historically high foreclosure rate, that people's entire pensions in the form of their 401k savings are being wiped out.
Well, that is true. That isn't everybody. That's the people who have benefited in the past. If you bought a house at $100,000, went up to $150,000, and you thought you were rich, and you borrowed the additional $50,000, sometimes people borrowed more than the house was worth, they lived beyond their means. Now they're going to be forced to live beneath their means, both the people who speculated on Wall Street as well as the individuals who were benefiting. But this is the deception of inflation. People think they're wealthy when they're really not. The market demands a correction, so the market gets out of whack. And the source of the problem comes from the Federal Reserve System that distorts the economy by artificially fixing interest rates.
So what do you recommend right now? I mean, the president is saying Congress needs to act right now. In fact, he wants Congress to vote by the end of the week. And your recommendation is what? That Congress just say no?
Correct the mistakes they've made. I mean, it's price fixing of interest rates that was wrong. They should quit doing that. Then they should quit trying to fix the price of houses. They're trying to prop prices up. And they did that in the Depression. They prolonged the Depression. So what they're doing now, instead of making things worse by not doing anything, they're making things worse by bailing it out, because they're trying to keep housing prices at a certain level, and they don't even know what the level is. There's too many houses, so you want the market to adjust. You want the prices to come down so people can afford to buy these houses once again. But you should lower taxes, quit spending, bring our troops home so we can save billions of dollars, admit that we've lived beyond our means, remove the authority from the Federal Reserve to print money out of thin air, and actually less regulation on the economy. We need market regulations. We don't need more regulations by the federal government, and that's what they're introducing. They're literally introducing socialism and dictatorship, because this new bill they're talking about will exempt any challenge in the court. So they're talking about authoritarian dictatorship, where the corporations are going to be in bed with the government, and that's a form of fascism. So I think we're moving in a very dangerous direction.
Who do you think is responsible for the circumstances we are now in?
Well, there's no one person. It's a whole philosophy which came out of the 20th century, really came out of the notion that we should have a central bank starting in 1913, which caused a lot of trouble. Then the Federal Reserve brought on the Depression, and then they accepted the idea that free markets don't work and gold doesn't work. And it just built on this. You take Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, those ideas were started in the 30s, but they never self-destructed until just recently, until the inflation got out of control. We couldn't keep up with the production. Now we're too much in debt, and we've overinflated, and the adjustment has to come. So it's a philosophy.
Well, there are those who argue that the core of this crisis is this whole subprime mortgage mess. And there are individuals who are accountable for that. For example, the FBI is investigating whether fraud was a part of selling these mortgages to people who really had no business having them, and that all of these institutions were complicit in pushing these vehicles on people who shouldn't have them and then repackaging them and selling them when they knew that they had no underlying value, or should have known that they had no underlying value. Doesn't that it suggest that there are specific individuals who then should be held accountable, and if so, how should they be?
Absolutely. Enron's a very good example of how that should be taken care of. Enron, when it failed, the anti-fraud laws in Houston took care of them, and the market took care of the prices, and it was corrected before they passed Sarbanes-Oxley. That made just more regulations, but fraud has to be dealt with. But the big fraud is the Federal Reserve, who's counterfeiting the money. I mean, if you or I did it, we'd go to prison, but we allow the politicians spend endlessly and let the Federal Reserve create money, which is counterfeit. And that's the great fraud that we have to deal with. This is petty fraud, but it has to be dealt with, too. And that's what should happen. We should use the anti-fraud laws like we did in Houston. It should be local. It shouldn't be, this SEC-type stuff. This is like a preemptive strike and regulation. And now they're going to try to fix the prices and say you're not allowed to short sell and they're blaming the symptoms.
But why should it be local? Forgive me. Why should it be local? This is sort of an international financial system now. How could you regulate that locally when these banks make loans across the country?
Well, we did it in Houston. That's how Enron was taken care of. It wasn't federal law that came in and said that they were committing fraud. We did it under Texas law, and they were held accountable and put in prison. And that's the way our system is supposed to work. I mean, if you want international law or national law, you have to change our Constitution. And it's this whole idea that we don't do things more locally that allows this thing to become national and international. The whole monetary system is international. I mean, we have had the privilege of printing the money for the world. We are the reserve currency in the world, and that has created the bubble. The financial worldwide bubble. This is just not national. This is international because we don't keep things local or national, and we don't have a national standard of money. So this is very, very big, but it's not a lack of regulation or lack of internationalism. It's too much of it.
Forgive me, Congressman. I just need to interrupt just briefly to say, if you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Texas Congressman Ron Paul. He's a Republican. He also is a former candidate for the Republican nomination for president. Congressman, I asked your Democratic colleague Gregory Meeks this question. I think it's fair to ask you as well. You've received significant campaign contributions from the securities industry. They're not your top campaign contributor by any means, but you receive this cycle alone several hundred thousand dollars from this industry. If you think that there are
From where?
SEC? The securities and investment industry.
Oh, you mean somebody who invests in stocks? They sent me money?
No, the securities industries, people associated with the industries.
Like whom? I wouldn't have any idea. It's irrelevant as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's my question. Is it?
Of course it is, because nobody influences my vote. A lobbyist don't come to my door, and if somebody sends me money, they're sending it because they believe in the free market, they believe that the Federal Reserve is out of control, and they believe deficits are bad, and they hate the foreign policy. If they happen to be in the securities industry, that means somebody, everybody in the securities industry aren't bad people.
Well,
I have no idea. I don't even look at those things because they know they can't influence me, and, they don't come to me. They come to me for one reason, to defend freedom.
Well, finally, so we have only a couple of minutes left, and you've been generous with your time. The president, as we've said, is pressing for a quick vote in Congress. What is your response going to be?
Well, they're just trying to panic the Congress into doing something very bad, and that's the way they do it up here. We may vote on today, tomorrow, the next day, and we don't even know what the bill is, and it's probably one of the biggest pieces of legislation in our whole entire history. This whole idea that it will be exempt from review in the courts. And they're going to rush it through, and we probably won't. We'll probably see the bill late tonight or tomorrow and then vote the next day, and there'll be a limited amount of debate. And here we're talking about $700 billion. Just think, they said the war would cost $50 billion, and now it's up to, it'll probably be a trillion or more. So you can imagine $700 billion is going to cost probably into the trillions. They said the prescription drug program would be $500 billion. It's going to be another trillion. It just goes up and up. So it's all through deception. So the faster they do it, the more they can get away with, and the more our freedoms are under attack.
So is it fair to say that you will not be supporting the president's plan no matter what?
There is no way that this would be a proper function of government to do what they're doing. They need to do exactly the opposite of what they're doing. They don't need to try to prop up prices. They don't need to take illiquid assets, which means assets that have no value, and dump them on the taxpayer. When they say they have to do this to protect Main Street and the 401ks, that's just a cover for bailing out Wall Street and trying to prop up a system that does not work. And they will not address the subject of the Federal Reserve being the culprit. Without the Federal Reserve, you cannot have these kind of bubbles.
Congressman Ron Paul, Republican of Texas. Until recently, he was a candidate for the Republican nomination in the 2008 presidential race. He also serves on the Financial Services Committee in the House. He was kind enough to join us now by phone. Congressman Paul, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.